Oh, no, she whispered in sudden agitation, shaking her head from side to side. We can't be seen leaving together.
Why?
He asked, not liking any of the reasons that flashed through his mind. Please, she pleaded without explanation, her eyes wide and beguiling. She didn't reject him outright, yet he didn't understand her panicked tone. His features tightened.
You'll come to my room as long as we don't leave at the same time?
Their gazes locked briefly, her lashes dropped to block her thoughts. I'll come, she promised breathily. He loosened his grip on her.
I'm in room number 7.
I know where you are, she admitted. His eyes narrowed briefly as she moved out of his arms. He followed her back to her booth and then left her with a low, rumbled command.
Don't be long.
Holt slammed the door of number 7 with unnecessary force, cursing the hot desire raging through his body. He'd always prided himself on control, but his mystery lady had him teetering on the edge. How had she gotten to him so fast and so hard? He'd been celibate for too long, but that was no excuse for succumbing to the attractions of a casual pickup, even if his every sense shouted there was nothing casual about his need for this particular woman. Was the strain of responsibility getting to him already? No, he answered his own question with calming confidence. He viewed his new status on the ranch as a welcome challenge. He'd take a chance on sleeping with a stranger because he wanted her with a desperation that was totally foreign to him. He muttered grimly as he stripped off his clothes, stretched out on the bed, and put a condom within reach. He'd gone hard the instant she'd agreed to meet him. His gut told him there was something strangely mysterious about a woman with so much beauty and grace working at a truck stop. Instinct urged him to satisfy his curiosity, along with the gnawing physical hunger. 15 minutes later, Holt went rigid with tension when he heard a light tapping at his door. He grabbed the towel he'd discarded earlier and partially covered his nudity. Then he bade Raquel to enter. She slipped quietly into the room and latched the door behind her. Only then did she glance in the direction of his reclining form. She seemed to hesitate when she saw so much bared flesh, but her gaze swiftly flew to meet his. He returned it steadily, hoping to reassure her. The light in the room was dim, so he motioned her closer. She dropped her purse on the chair and hesitated a little longer. He briefly wondered if she wanted to play games with him or wanted to play out some cowboy fantasy, but she seemed more nervous than playful.
Don't be shy,
he coaxed gruffly, his own excitement making it difficult to be patient and encouraging.
You know I want you, and you must want me too, or you wouldn't be here.
She frowned slightly, watching him with an inordinate amount of wariness. He motioned her to come closer again. She took a baby step forward. It brought her more fully into the light.
Why don't you get out of all those clothes?
He suggested, gesturing at his own nude form. With agonizing slowness, she kicked off her shoes and unsnapped her jeans before pulling them from her long legs. The striptease had more blood pooling between his legs and made him restless for the sight of her whole body. She certainly knew how to tantalize the senses, he thought, as excitement churned in his gut. She'd paused, exposing only the length of her smooth, shapely thighs. It wasn't nearly enough. He quietly urged her to continue.
Don't stop now.
Raquel hesitated again, her watchful gaze flickering over his big frame. Then she slowly lifted her top over her head and placed it on the chair with her purse and jeans. Need razored through Holt, sharp and cutting. Her underwear was basic and white, but it didn't detract from the perfection of her figure. The full breasts, tight waist, and flat stomach complemented curvaceous hips and legs that stirred a deep well of need in him. His whole body tightened with raw, primitive desire. It had been a very long time since he'd wanted any woman as badly as he wanted this one. She halted the strip show, seeming reluctant to continue, so Holt sat on the edge of the bed and reached out a hand for her. His pulse accelerated as she moved closer.
Come here, he invited,
his excitement increasing as he grasped the satiny smoothness of her waist and drew her firmly between his thighs.